Hi, Michelle here from the award-winning Nude Wine Co. As one of Ireland's leading wine experts, I've selected the very best for our Black Friday sale, with up to 25% off. If you're planning to trade up and treat yourself and your family to truly special wines this Christmas, don't miss our Black Friday sale. Visit nudewineco.ie to shop the sale. And remember, please drink alcohol responsibly.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Many people travel along part or all of the Wild Atlantic Way, but Becky Gilmore is unique in how she's going about it. She's skateboarding the entire thing. Good afternoon, Becky.
Hello, how are you doing?
Now, how long is the Wild Atlantic Way, do you know?
So the official route is 2,600 or 700 kilometres, but I'm doing around 3,000.
And how come you're doing a bit extra?
So I've been paddleboarding to about half of the islands that are on the route, and then I'm also skateboarding as many of the islands as I can. And I have taken a few wrong turns, I would say. So, yeah.
And on, if you're skateboarding, like, can it be dangerous?
Oh, I reckon so. You know, there has been times where you're technically balanced on one leg on the edge of the road and you've got lorries coming past you in the rain, you know. So I've definitely had a few moments where I've been kind of nervous. But in the summer, I'd skate from 5 a.m. so the roads were empty, which was pretty helpful.
Okay, that would be all right. And I assume if, like, you encounter a hill, you can't. Uh-huh. It's different. Do you just pick it up and walk up the hill?
No, I'm skateboarding the whole thing. I refuse to walk. So it has been so tough. Sometimes it's literally when the hills are really bad and I'm really tired, it literally looks like walking, but you've got one foot on a board, you know, you're just hopping your way up it. So it's not the most graceful or pretty looking thing, I'll tell you that. And the downhills in the rain are terrifying, but
yeah. How do you slow yourself down if you're going downhill and it's raining?
So there's a few ways to do it, but I tend to foot brake. So you just put a foot down and you slide it off the ground. But it means I've gone through shoes really quickly.
I imagine your legs must be in bits at this stage, or they're rock hard.
A bit of both, to be honest. I feel a little bit like I'm starting to fall apart. I am knackered. Like, Donegal Hills have been another level in comparison to the rest of the country. So I have been pushing myself a lot harder recently, and especially just gearing up for the finish line. But you know, we're getting there. It's not too bad.
And so on average, how long or how much ground can you cover each day?
My goal is usually around 50 kilometers. So that might take me like 5 to 6 hours a day, roughly. But sometimes I'll stop for a bigger break in between, or I like to just stop and chat to people along the way. So I tend to drag it out over the day.
And in the evening times, are you camping every time?
At the start I was, but now, you know what, like, it feels like the whole country's come together. Like, I've had so much support, and I've actually had a chest infection for the last 2 months. Like, I've been quite unwell. So people have been offering me more like places to stay, and that's been incredibly helpful. But I do still camp a few times a week, and, like, you know, getting into the tent at 5 p.m. in the dark can be a bit grim.
Yeah. And in this weather as well. I assume it's hard. Does it get harder the colder it gets?
You know what? I don't mind the cold too much, but I have to say being unwell and being out in the cold has definitely been tough. Like, there's been times where I've been waking up in the night because I'm struggling to breathe, like with my lungs, you know.
Oh, crikey.
So, which has been tough now, but, you know, I'm almost done and I'll get recovering, so it'll be absolutely grand. But yeah.
And as well as all that, are you carrying a bag on your back when you're doing all this?
Yeah. So I have, like, since the start, I've had a big backpack with all my camping gear, and that's come with me absolutely everywhere. Like I said, Donegal's been incredible. And just up the coast, you know, I've had people stop on the side of the road and they've offered to shuttle my backpack from one place to the next and things like that. So recently I haven't had to carry it so much, which I'm really, really grateful for.
Okay, that's a relief. Is the chest getting any better?
Yeah, slowly but surely, you know, we are getting there. But, you know, I've only really got not that long left to skate, and then I can hunker down and recover and have a nice cozy Christmas. So.
Okay, so are you on antibiotics? Sorry, I've suddenly turned into your mother here, but
you know what? I get that a lot, though. You know, I feel like I'm being Irish mammied by a whole country. But yeah, no, I've had antibiotics, and they're not doing much. You know, it's just the physical exertion of, like, skating every day, and you're breathing heavy and you're breathing hard, and It's just really taking quite a physical toll in winter, but you know, it's okay and we're getting there. So I'm fine and I'm being well looked after by people along the way. So
Becky, how much further do you have to go?
I now am on my last 150 kilometers to get to Port Rush. Very close.
Yeah, so that's 2 or 3 days, I imagine.
That's it. Yeah. So So I'm just doing that. I'm having people come out and join me now, which is amazing and things like that. And then I'll probably, if I finish a little bit early or start getting close to the finish line, I'll add a few more murals up the coast and do that.
And yeah, because you're on top of all that, you're painting as you're going as well. How many murals have you made so far?
So far, I've done 4 or 5. I think I've done 5. And then I'll be adding I basically have had to miss a couple of counties because of the weather. So I really want to go back and do that, or I'll do that after the trip's over. And then on top of that, I've got 2 more islands to paddle to as well. So there's a few things that I'm checking off before the finish.
My God. And you're doing all this not just because you enjoy torturing yourself, but also because you're doing this because of suicide awareness.
Yes, I am.
And what led you to want to do this for suicide awareness? As I understand it, you had a friend who died by suicide.
Yes, I did. So basically a few years ago now, I lost a close friend and we used to skateboard together in Port Rush by the sea. So for me, I really wanted a way to process that and I was not handling it very well. And I really didn't know how to get through that, all of those that pain and those emotions. So, you know, I always felt closest to him by the sea and when I was skateboarding. So it made sense to me to do something like this. And I do love a big adventure. So so I took off and thought I'll skate the whole Wild Atlantic Way. And, you know, that final stretch will be in Port Rush. And it's just been incredible how it's taken off. And I wanted to get the word out there because I feel like we don't talk about suicide enough and it is a hard subject, but a really important one. And it's just been so beautiful how the whole country's kind of come behind this and supported it and wanted to be a part of that.
Well, that's great to hear. I imagine, will there be a bit of a party in Port Rush when you get there or will you just want to go to bed?
Yeah, I probably want to do both. I think I'm ready to have a bit of a party too, you know. So, I think we're hoping to do a big finish line so everyone can come down and join for the last stretch of the trip. No matter how they want to do it, walk, cycle, skate, we'll get everyone involved and then we'll probably finish up with a bit of a talk and a video and a few drinks somewhere. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well deserved. If you'd like to help with Becky's campaign, you can visit beckysarthouse.com. beckysarthouse.com. Becky Gilmore, thanks a million.
That's it. Thank you so much for having me.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.